Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, July 7th. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, a new report looks into the biggest threats that experts fear when it comes to the internet. And good news for Samsung. Those stories and more coming up. But first, Amazon has been spending heavily to bulk up its Prime streaming video library with exclusives and original content to keep pace with rival Netflix. According to an analysis by Piper Jaffray, Amazon still has some work to do. Among the 75 most popular primetime television shows over the past 4 years, Netflix carries 32%, while Amazon carries 12%, according to the firm's survey. For Amazon, that's up from 7% last year. Netflix had 12% of the top 50 movies from the past 3 years, compared with 6% at Amazon. A new report from Pew Research Center looks into the biggest threats that experts fear when it comes to the internet. One, action by nation states to maintain security and political control will lead to more blocking and filtering. Also, trust will evaporate in the wake of revelations about government and corporate surveillance and likely greater surveillance in the future. Commercial pressures will endanger the open structure of online life is another worry, and efforts to fix the too much information problem might overcompensate and actually thwart content sharing. Messenger app from Facebook now is available on the iPad. The app focuses on chatting one-on-one or in groups. The iPad interface is just a multi-pane version of the iPhone version. It facilitates text chats, voice calling, image sharing, voice memos, and stickers. The app has no news feed, no profiles, no games, and other Facebook apps. As we continue, TripAdvisor upgrades its smartphone app.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Samsung's display unit has received approval from Vietnamese authorities to build a $1 billion factory that will churn out displays used in smartphones and tablets. The approval allows the company to expand production of key components to meet growing demand for smartphones and other consumer electronics in a way that's cost competitive. Finally today, TripAdvisor has upgraded its smartphone app. Much of the travel site's data can be downloaded by users prior to a trip and accessed even if the phone is offline. The new feature will save on roaming and data charges. Remember to check for the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.